When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Welcome once again to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman with the biggest news years after it happened. Specifically now, 11 and a bit years. We're going back to December 2012 in this issue of Top Stories, and Britons were celebrating. Despite some logistical issues, myself and John just had to record a bugle to celebrate the announcement of a magic baby. A magic royal baby. It's from issue 216 of the Bugle, entitled, We're Having a Baby.
Story this week, Bugle Royal Special. Stop everything you're doing, everybody on Earth. Stop everything that you are doing. We're having a baby. Britain is having a baby. Andy, it would have been so easy to not do a bugle this week with our current geographical circumstances. And it just may be that this bugle will sound a little worse than usual as you know, I have to do it down a phone line, but there was nothing that could possibly stop us when the news came out that Kate Middleton has a tiny person in her stomach. It happened, Andy. You go away for 1 week, Andy, just 1 week, and a princess gets pregnant. Don't tell me that is just coincidence.
Yeah, there is absolutely no other news in the world this week. It's basically been like the week that the imminent birth of Jesus was leaked to the gospel hacks in Nort BC. And I cannot believe, John, that I have been 4,944 miles away from home on the greatest day in the history of the British nation since the invention of the sandwich.
Yeah.
What a day when all the nation's problems and all the cares of the world melted away at the news of the miracle child, the magic tot, who will surely bring a new Eden to all remaining corners of our glorious empire, albeit that the only bits left of that empire are the Falkland Islands, Gibraltar, Membury Service Station on the M4 motorway, at least since we wrested control back from the Mexicans in a bloodthirsty guerrilla raid, and of course, England. But these are great days, John. Great days. How's America reacted?
Well, you know, I mean, as far as I can see down there, Spider-Man has started punching the air, Andy, and he looks happier. So the magic child is already working its little magic. I mean, the fact is, it's all over the news here as well, because nothing else has happened this week. Or if it has, it frankly doesn't matter. Because Kate Middleton is the proud owner of some fertilised eggs. She will now, as is tradition, curl up in a nest, and Pippa Middleton will sit on her for the next 7 months to assist the incubation, occasionally giving her food by regurgitating it into her mouth. The royal family have some strange but deeply rooted traditions, Andy, as we both know. The news came out when it emerged that Kate Middleton had been admitted to hospital earlier in the week, suffering from acute morning sickness. Seconds later, all the major news agencies were pulling their journalists from Cairo, Damascus, and Afghanistan to send them to stand outside a hospital for no discernible reason whatsoever, shouting at any doctor who walks past, where's the baby? We demand to see the baby. Release the baby right now. As shaken doctors attempted to point out that the baby would not be born for at least another 6 months, the journalist finally snapped, screaming, why the cover-up? Release the baby right now. This is a conspiracy. She's going to try and smuggle that tot out inside her womb.
The initial scans have shown a small fetus with a full crown on its head. So it is a genuine royal baby. And what is most amazing, John, so soon after all the fuss about the topless pictures of Kate Middleton in European magazines, a micro king will soon be chowing down on those selfsame sainted royal waplets that caused such an unclothed stir when photographed, unmistakably protuberating from her ladyship's otherwise unblemished torso. It just shows how quickly fortunes can change.
The hysteria was so intense that when Kate was finally released from hospital just yesterday, I was half expecting to see hordes of paparazzi with x-ray machines and ultrasound equipment tackling her to the floor and rubbing gel on her stomach to try and get the first picture of the unborn golden child. I don't think I've ever felt so sorry for a baby before it's even been born, Andy. If I was that child, I would try and string this pregnancy out for as long as possible, because as soon as it sets foot outside that womb, it is stepping into a Category 5 shitstorm.
And to mark the momentous moment, if indeed a moment can be momentous, but in this case, that now seems even doubly momentous, there will be special giant pewter casts of the Duchess's royal thoracoclets, enormous breast-shaped public sculptures filled with milk from the royal herd of cows, including her royal cowness Ermintrude, the dowager lady cow Buttercup, and the Duchess of Malmesbury, at whose giant pewter teats the public will be entitled to suckle for 12 months after the royal birth. The birth which will secure British independence for at least another 1,000 years will also be marked in the following ways. All babies born on the same day will have their happy coincidence marked with a free tattoo of Kate Middleton's face on their little faces, free of charge, paid for by proceeds from Prince Charles's biscuit cartel. To show support for the Holy Princess, all British women of childbearing age will be forced to walk around with increasingly large cushions shoved up their tops and jumpers for the next 6 months, and to ceremonially vomit in sympathy every morning. Plus, they will have to eat weird meals and snacks that the Duchess might be craving, such as gherkin and marmalade roulade, squid-flavoured ice cream with locust eggs sprinkled on top, and cottage pie made with a real cottage. Crunchy, but homely. And also, all babies born within a week either side of the royal baby will be quarantined on the Sandringham estate for 18 years to make sure none of the royal spermanents escape during the osmosing process and impregnabled an ordinary human British woman, which could cause a disputed succession just like in the 18th century.
This poor, poor, rich baby, Andy, has no idea what it has got in store for it. I really wouldn't be surprised if the first scan showed an image of the baby with its head in its hands. It's not kicking, it's slamming its head into the womb in frustration. This really has been a spectacularly invasive week of turbo overreaction from Britain. I don't know how the birth is really going to top this unless Kate Middleton literally gives birth on the balcony of Buckingham Palace, and Prince William then immediately holds the baby up to the assembled crowd like Simba in The Lion King. Just when you thought that Britain had reached its maximum level of hysteria, something pushed it over the top. And that thing was a doctor remarking in an offhand way on TV that extreme morning sickness can sometimes be a sign of twins. Holy shit! Britain's going to have twins, Andy! I know that we don't know that for sure. In fact, technically, we don't know that at all, but we're all expecting twins now, so anything less than her popping out two babies in quick succession is going to be a huge disappointment. And if it is twins, which it definitely will be, if Princess Kate gives a shit about this country, then it's going to throw up an interesting quandary regarding succession, because the gender bias of prioritising male heirs has now been overturned, meaning that whichever baby comes out first is the direct heir to the throne. In the event of a C-section, it will, of course, be up to the doctor who comes out first. So at that point, as is tradition, once more, the doctor will be blindfolded and spun around several times.
Wherever the birth does eventually take place, and the ermine-lined womb finally produces its hallowed produce, it will be broadcast on giant TV screens in all public parks and town squares throughout the empire. With the Duchess's agonised screams drowned out by the dulcet singing of King's College Choir. Although, personally, John, I think this is a great opportunity for one of the great pranks of all time, for Kate Middleton to emerge from hospital with a little cuddly toy saying to the press corps, "Not even pregnant! Ah, you should see the look on your faces!" So how then was this royal baby conceived? As John suggested, these things go back in tradition for hundreds, if not thousands of years. We all know, of course, that these glorious royal blessings not happen in the conventional way that us mere mortals have to put up with the grubby intercostal frublings of a Prongle and a Mademoisette. No, royal babies are produced in a far more dignified manner, as you would very much expect. Prince William is, of course, the current proud bearer of the Majesticals. The royal nads, the original crown jewels, the nutlets handed down from generation to generation since Henry V captured them on the battlefield of Agincourt in 1415. William took the Majesticals in their velveteen presentational scrotilium to the crypt in Westminster Abbey, where they were warmed to optimum fertilisation temperature on the royal embers that had been kept aflame for just this purpose ever since the still smouldering Virgin Joan of Arc was brought back from Rouen to help the then King Henry VI conceive. The Majesticals were then transported in a donkey-drawn carriage, still attached to the prince by locks of hair from the mane of the unicorn Henry VIII rode at his coronation, to the Embryonis vault in Windsor Castle, where the Lord Royal Gonadier extracted the royal spermament. The spermament was then, in accordance with tradition, placed in a George Foreman grill given to the Queen by the former world heavyweight champion last year to replace the defunct previous royal skillet, which had been the receptacle for all royal concepciones since the early 17th century. Experts say it never really recovered from being used on a weekly basis by all of Charles II's mistresses. The grill was plugged in and set to a low-heat setting. The Duchess, meanwhile, held the ceremonial womb of Wessex behind a screen, whereupon the Archbishop of Canterbury sang the ancient madrigal "Touch me, touch me, I want to feel your body," covered, of course, in a 1980s style by Her Excellency Samantha Fox, the Countess of Nantwich. The now fully ready spermament duly osmosed through the screen into the womb, which the Duchess then roosted on like a chicken for 40 days and 40 nights to ensure a successful royal babification. That, John, is how the future of our nation was secured. All we have to do now is wait.
Well, and I think that Kate Middleton should play that, everything you just said, through headphones and place them on her stomach so the child can be soothed with that level of wave upon wave of bullshit.
Thank you for listening once again. Do now go and tell all of your friends and some of your enemies about this show, and or leave a nice review or nice comment somewhere where it might be useful, for example, on the internet or a bus stop.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.